Yep. Okay, I apologize. I didn't prepare very much for this, so let's do it together. We're up to 7 Tzadi Beis, if I'm not mistaken. We've gone through all the Shemus from Halacha, I'm pretty sure. Okay, I'm pretty sure we're up to Siman Tzadi Beis. Okay, please bear with me. I didn't prepare today. Let's do the best we can.
Which Siman?
Siman Tzadi Beis. Aleph, the beginning page, Rei Shavav. Okay, so we'll learn together. Please feel free to speak up and say your mind. Speak your mind. Din choylesh yesh by sakana v'din onus lavera. Both you see two different concepts. A choylesh yesh by sakana and a person that has no choice. He has to do yaver. Aleph, the chuyah he Shabbos eitzel sakanas nefashos kmo shor kol mitzvos. Shabbos is pushed away with regard to sakanas nefashos kmo shor kol mitzvos shabbat Torah. Now notice the word. The word is the chuyah. The chuyah. There are two words. There's the chuyah and there's chutra. In the Beis Hamikdash on Shabbos, we bring korbanos. Tamid shel shachar, tamid shel ben harbayim. That involves multiple melachos. Do we say that it's the chuyah or it's chutra? According to most mafarshim, it's chutra. Shabbos was never enacted with regard to these melachos. It's a lechatchila. Dechuya always means it's a bidiyavet. And once you're using the term dechuya, you get involved in trying to find solutions to the problem. Another concept when you have this in the Gemara, where tumma is a chutra b'tzibur, tumma dechuya b'tzibur. So you always say chutra. So notice the terminology. It's tumma chutra b'tzibur, where Shabbos is dechuya, eitzel pikuach nefesh. It's a whole different concept. When the entire Klal Yisrael is in a state of tumah, it's not a bidiyavet. It's a lechatchila. This is the situation. This is how it has to be done. That's the term. These are the terms. So the terms are very, very, very important to take note of. Let's go further. L'chein diyef, for second line. Choyle sheyesh by sakana, v'hu adam kosher. Choyle sheyesh by sakana. Now he adds in the term of v'hu adam kosher, which is controversial, obviously. We'll come to that in Shem Samalach in one moment. V'yaf al pi shalapad mo'isa avera, a person adam kosher, occasionally, sounds like
most of us.
Shalapad mi does navera. Lit te avoy, not because he wants to rebel against Hashem chas v'shalom, but l'ti avon, because he has taivus, he has desires. Afilu hu tinuk ben yoimoy, even a human being that is a 1 day old infant, mitzvah l'chalel olav es Hashabbos. Oxymoron here. It's the chuya, but it's a mitzvah. If it's a mitzvah, it should be chutra. Yet that's the nature of this concept. It's a mitzvah which is still in all only the chuya. Very interesting concept. Im achoyle ein reitze, chuy does not want. He doesn't want him b'chal Shabbos. Kofin haso al kach, you force him. The avon gabel hu biyad biyadoi liyos chosid shoyte. It's a great tzedi b'chosid shoyte shalol his shapos b'shvil eza iser. The olav ne'amar, the aches dim, a person does not take not b'chal Shabbos for his life and he dies. The aches dimchem l'naf shasichem edrash, Hashem will hold him accountable for his own death. The hazor is l'chal el Shabbos b'shul chol shesh b'sakona harei zem mishubuch, you are praiseworthy. The afilu yesh ein yehudi l'fonenu mishtalim l'asos ha'idei yesh. Non-Jew in front of us, we don't use non-Jews. We use Jews. That is why on Shabbos you never heard such a thing. That on Shabbos Hatzolah shuts down. On Shabbos you call 911. You've never heard of such a thing. On Shabbos, even though there are goyim available, and let's say it's not an emergency. There are emergencies and emergencies. Most of the time, I believe many times, when there's an emergency, if you call 911, the job will get done. The job will get done just as good. I tell you something. Once in an emergency room for a whole day. I was there with someone for the entire day in a good hospital, and I watched my own eyes them wheel in probably at least 100 people. Okay, on stretchers. We were in this emergency room where there's two different parts of the emergency room, this particular hospital where the people walk in and only a makom miyuchad for ambulances. So I was there. It was packed, bring in the whole day. I was there in that section. I watched probably, I don't know, 100, a lot, 50, maybe even 100 people come in. And I saw every, you know, you see on the street, senior care, and you see, all the emergency, the entire, I saw the entire spectrum. And I've got to tell you, who was I the most impressed with? with the fire department, New York City. I found them to be the best. They had the best equipment by far, and they, from the way they walked and the way they handled when they came in, they handed over the patient to the hospital, the way they the professionalism, and the way they were trained, the way they treated the patient, it was very what? Oh, the response time is something different. In a chanami, the response time. I'm talking about equipment and training.
Well, New York could match government equipment.
Exactly. What?
You prefaced your remarks by saying call
911. Right. So I'm giving you an example. Right. That's the key. The key is, nevertheless, I'm saying after I saw that, it was a lesson to me. I thought 911, the city. You know how good are they? You always hear stories, these scandals, and this story and that story.
No, the problem with 911. This story is response time.
Okay, but. It opened up my mind to appreciate you live in a city, and there's tremendous chesed, and they're very well. Their equipment, they all come in today. It's all high tech. They come in with these laptops, and they plug it in. Everything is. They came in. It was clear with the most up to date stretchers and the most up to date equipment, and you can see they were well trained and they knew what to do. And some of the other, they come in, they stroll in. They're more yeshivish, and some of the equipment you see looks like it's secondhand, it's hand-me-downs. They're sufficient, obviously. Everyone is doing, everyone needs to do what they need to be doing. But it was, it opened up my mind, they're not so bad. The EMS is pretty good. But response time, there's no question about it. Make out a check when the shoe is over to Hatzalah. There's no question. The Hatzalah's response time is second to none. But yet, there's another Indian, that they're Jewish.
Yeah.
And when it comes to Hatzalah's Nefashos, this is a very interesting thing. So now you think, the response time, you have an medical emergency, so we all know there are different types of medical emergency. This is an emergency, you really need the response time, that is what counts. And then, we know we've been through this already 10 times. You've been through the program. Rahman, some people are elderly, they're sick, you know what the program is, you know the procedure, you know the whole protocol. Okay, we have to go to the hospital now. We have to go the second. I have to go the second. We have to go within the next 6 hours. This is a mitzvah. I'm not making things up. If you would call EMS, they would do it just as good. They would do the job.
There's one thing though, the EMS will take you to the closest hospital.
That's true. Okay, so let's assume Enichanami. Okay, it depends.
It depends on the emergency.
Okay. So if you're in a situation like this, so you can argue, one, if does not know the halacha, one who's not a baki in the halacha can argue, why should I go be Mechal Shabbos, call Hatzalah, involve a whole series of Jews all the way through to be Mechal Shabbos for an emergency when this emergency can be done efficiently, al pi derech
hateva.
What?
On
Shabbos? On Shabbos?
Non-Jewish drivers
on Shabbos. But the response time. But it's a very interesting concept. If you don't know the halacha, you can argue why bother a Jew. You can call 911. That's not the halacha. The halacha is, if you're dealing here with something which is an emergency, the halacha is you should do it through a Jew. The Afilu Yesh, that's what it says. Afilu Yesh, Eini Yehudi Lefaneinu. We have in front of us an Eini Yehudi that is sufficient, that is efficient to get the job done. It doesn't matter. Mishtadlin Lasos Al Yidei Yisrael. It's still a different type of. It's different. Sakana. We're dealing with a sakana.
Yeah.
But we're not dealing, I'm talking about a sakana that doesn't need response time within the minute. The response time for this type of sakana, as I told you, you can't generalize. Every situation is different. I'm thinking about a certain type of situation where there's a certain condition. Every so often, the person has gone to the hospital already 10 times, and there's certain procedure. And it's not, it doesn't have to be done 10 seconds from now. Yeah.
It's funny. I would say there's more of a personal connection with Jews.
Yeah, that's what it says. That's exactly what it says.
Personal EMS who may be competent.
That is exactly what it says in the halacha. It's exactly the point he's trying to make. Having a Yisrael do it, it brings in the whole new level of treatment that cannot be done by a non-Jew.
Now the treatments could be comparable. I'm not talking about the comparable.
But that's what I'm saying, it's not comparable. That's exactly the chiddush. You can argue that it is that it is comparable. That's what one would argue, and that's what opened up my mind when you see what goes on. It is pretty good. But yet it says it's not the same. V'afilu yesh en Yehudi lefanenu mishtadlin. These are very strong words. Mishtadlin la'asos al yedei Yisrael. You don't hold back calling. You have available tzolah service, which is second to none. You don't hold back, even though it's going to involve a lot of chil Shabbos. Even though it would have been done in a very responsible, competent way by calling a non-Jews. Af al pi shelo hutzrach lo, harei ze, even though it's not necessary, the person will receive reward for being mechal Shabbos. So for example, Shama Haroife, the doctor says, Hachoyle Zed Soch Gureigeres Achas. Hey, new case. The Chayle says he needs one Gureigeres, one dried fig. Verotsu Tisha Noshim. The doctor says that this Chayle needs one dried fig. Verotsu, 9 people. Verotsu Tisha Noshim. I don't know why they have 9. 9. I don't know why 9 or 10. Verotsu Tisha Noshim. 9 people run. The Tolash Kol Echad Gregeres, one dried fig. The Havi. Kulum Yeshlam Socher Tov Me'es Hashem Yisparach Shemov Afilu Ha'ivriya Chayla Berushon. Even if the Chayla gets healed from the first one. Okay, this, of course, when you have, they send out a call and they want multiple people to respond to the call, even though theoretically they only need one or two people to respond. Everyone that responds. So Hatzolah, that's why there's a guide. It's not so simple. Hatzolah doesn't necessarily want too many people to respond because they want other people to be available for other calls in case it's needed. And also, too, a crowd is not necessarily good. To have too many people responding to an emergency is not always a mila. Hatzolah has a system. There's a science. There's a science of what is necessary. So if you can't go generalize. In the olden days, they put out a call before the technology. They couldn't. There was not even two-way communication. There was only one-way communication. They would send out a call, and whoever hears the call goes. So you have 20 people running to the call. Today, it's much, much more sophisticated. Today, they don't even call everyone. Today, they're so sophisticated, they only call people that they actually need, especially in the middle of the night. They have on the screen, you ever see what it looks like in their office, they have the ultra, ultra high-tech screen. Every single radio has a GPS. So at Salah, they know, even before they make a call, they know exactly where all their units are. Every unit has different skills. They have paramedics. They have people that are specially trained in different fields. They know exactly who's available, who they have, and who they don't have. And then before they even make the call, they know exactly what they're going to do. And everything is a chokhmah and a science. But with Derech Klal, when you don't have this, you don't have this sophistication, and you hear that there's a call for help, SOS, even though other people are responding, everyone is allowed to respond, everyone is allowed to be mechal Shabbos, and even if you don't, it's not necessary, they will all receive reward, and it's all permitted in any account. Kulam yeishom socher tomei Hashem yisprach shemoy vafilu chavuri hakol berishayna. V'chein. Meshvil kol bikuach nefesh. Anytime there is bikuach nefesh, ve'afilu sofek bikuach nefesh. Mitzvah lechalel olav es haShabbos v'lasos b'shviloi kol isurei deraisa. Nothing is held back. She'el chadavah she'oymei. There is nothing that is withheld but nikkur mibnei bikuach nefesh. Ki lo nidna haTorah el leman haChayim. The Torah was given to live, and if a person is not alive, then everything else falls away. Shenemar asher yas oisam haAdam v'chay. Bohem, v'darshinan bohem, v'lo sheyamus bohem, to live and not to die. Chutz me'avoid the zara gil yarayos shvichas tamim shehem b'yehoreg ve'al yavod. The only exceptions are the big three: avoid the zara gil yarayos shvichas tamim. These a person must give up his life in order not to violate these things. Now, by the way, before we go further, let's say the person is nichshol. For example, a person says to Reuven, you must bow down to this idol. If you do not bow down to this idol, I will take your life. And he bows down. Is he chayiv misa for bowing down? No. No. But the other Rishonim, the halacha lemaisa, we pass like the Rambam, onus, onus rachmana patre. If a person is presented with the big three, he's mechuyif to give up his life. But if he's not able to be oymed in the nisoyin of giving up his life, and he bows down to the avodah zara, he's nichshol in gilui arayis, even in ritzicha, he kills someone else, because he was forced to kill someone else. You have, unfortunately, stories like this in the Holocaust.
Yeah.
So what is the halacha? Is that person an avarian? Is he chutz l'machaneh? Do we put him away? No! He was an onus. Onus, rachmana, patre. What?
Bowing down to an idol,
yeah.
Is worshipping.
It is. And halacha is the action that counts. Yeah. Even though your mind is not in it, it doesn't make a difference.
So it's a missed opportunity.
A missed opportunity, exactly. According to the Rambam. As he mentioned, not everyone agrees with this. Halacha l'maisa, that's a common, it's oynis, rachmana, patre. A person is nichshel in the big three because he is forced to do so. He's not held accountable. But it's a missed opportunity. He was mechuyav al pi halacha to give up his life. He wanted to ask a question. Mr. Rapport. I want to be sanctified.
Why do you need both phrases?
What do you want to?
I was just going to ask, before, let's say, when someone shows up, before, by the mom, and you, the father or the parent or whoever it is dealing with the issue, and you don't know if it's a sakana.
No. It's sophic, that's what it says. Sophic, sakana, snafashi, a sophic heart attack, you call, doesn't mean, we learned it many times. A sophic, sakana, snafashi, you call. You machal Shabbos without any hesitation. A sophic pikuach nefesh requires you to machal Shabbos. Poshut ad mode. Person has any chest pains, you call out solo. No matter what. Even though he'll tell you, no, I just ate something, I don't feel well, there's nothing to talk about. You call out solo without any hesitation. Okay, let's take a look over here at halacha aleph. We mentioned over here the only machal Shabbos from Adam Kosher. And what in the world does that mean? Adam Kasha, what I'm the prima godim. The mumur l'chal Shabbos b'far hesia. What's a young person that's a mumur? Okay, a mumur l'chal Shabbos b'far hesia, and the akum or a non-Jew, oy, mumur l'chachis, a mumur l'dover echad. There's one particular mitzvah he decides that I disagree with the Torah, and I choose to do different. Vahani demoridin v'loy malin, the list of things where if a person is in a pit, the person falls down into a pit and he calls out, please help me, take me out of the pit. You're allowed to just keep on walking. Keep on going. Don't stop.
Is this on Shabbos?
On Shabbos. Vahani demoridin demoridin. Even those people that are on the level, I'm sorry, there are people that you actually throw into a pit. The Meridin, it says, V'loy Malin, Ein Mechal Nalimitza Shabbos. So those, I am the Shud Chol to Yudosh, Mechil Shabbos Rak, the Isidur Abad, Mechal Nalav. So there are individuals, what he says over here is that there are people that are Pialacha, a person that's on Mumala Hachis, Me Iker Hadin, you're not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to save your life. And it says here, Me Iker Hadin, even for a Goy. We don't pass like this, obviously. We'll see further in Chassam stuff in one moment. But in the meantime, he says, but what about, but let's, before we go further, let's say we have a person that's only over on Isurim Dirabonon. He's not so bad. He's only over on Isurim Dirabonon. And then it goes, Alpi Meikar Hadin Yomachoyev to be Mechal Shabbos, Mechal Shabbos. Shemechil Shabbos Rak Bisid Rabbonon, Mechal Nolof. Now, the Ayim Beshul Chassam Sefer, the Toychan Dvorov, the Ma'ade Amuina, the Ein Mechal Nolayim, as a Shabbos. This is what it says, that a Mechal Shabbos Bifar Hesia, you are not Mechal Shabbos. Mishum diyochel yishomet v'loy mar. De'ein Mechal and Shabbos rak l'man d'mintar Shabbat. What's the lumdus? What's the lumdus of why we are Mechal Shabbos and Bikuch Nefesh? It's better to be Mechal one Shabbos so that this person can observe multiple Shabbosos. But if this person is anyway not planning on observing multiple Shabbosos, but he has already proven himself to us that he has no interest, whether we're dealing with a non-Jew or we're dealing with a Jew that's the Mumul Hakas, so the Svar does not apply. So there should be no heter to be Mechal Shabbos. What? Oh, let's see. Efshur. Now he goes further. Deloy nemru ella hechi deleka mishum eva. That's only where you don't have bad feeling. Where it's, you have to look at the big picture. Eva means ill, bad will, bad feeling.
There's ill will.
Aval hecha. Like today, that if you're not going to be Mechal Shabbos for a non-Jew, or Mechal Shabbos, oh boy, the repercussions are severe and swift. Aval hecha de'ikel lemechash l'sakanta, sha'anachnu dorim, the mem, b'neihem, Efsher the Shori Bizman Hazev. This is what the Chassam Sofer said in his day, in Pressburg. So Allah has come kama in America, Bizman Hazev, Lisa Bagola, Al Yidei Goy. You can travel in a wagon through a Goy. In other words, if a doctor gets a call and says that it's a non-Jew that is ill, so the doctor who's Jewish is a mechuyif to go in a wagon. Here he says, L'chatil, you should minimize the Yurchil Shabbos by not traveling directly, but having a Goy take you to the patient. La'asayk b'rufu asam, achim yesh choyle b'b'soich yud beiz mil, but if z'choyle b'soich yud beiz mil, lo yisal l'choyle shechutz l'yud beiz mil. Here when it's a de'oiraisa, the doctor has to travel chutz m'yud geiz mil, v'kol shekeinim yesh choyle you could excuse yourself. How can you excuse yourself? I can't leave here. There are other people that are capable of healing this patient and the emergency services. He's not coming to generalize. He says he's not coming to pass. You cannot generalize. Every situation is different. If you're able to easily get out of it and say, listen, that's what the first responders are here for. That's what they're paid for. We have emergency services. You're not mechuyev in every single situation to mechal shabbos. Unless you are called upon specifically and there's eva, then it is permitted. Let's go further. If you're only doing this it's mut for a non-Jew. Further, from the government. Here's where we're coming to Allah Lamaisa. Yesh litzadeid lehatir. Okay, this is what they use today. You're allowing lechal Shabbos for non-Jews. For non-Jews, even in Isser de'oraisa, because we're all part of the larger society of the government. And if you're not going to do this, it's going to result in major, major problems. Let's say, what's the lundis? Incredible chiddush. It's a malacha she'ena tzricha legufa. For who the rabban? When is a something called chil shabbos? When you're doing the malacha in order to achieve its desired result. A malacha she'tzricha legufa. But when you're doing a malacha not for its intended purpose, but because just to avoid something else that's a critical aspect of Chil Shabbos, Meleches Machshavos. You have a desire to achieve a goal, to achieve something. Your kavana counts when you do a malacha. Do I have a desire to heal a non-Jew? No, I don't. I don't have a desire to heal a non-Jew. That's not what we're here for. Do I have a desire to heal a Jew who's a Mechal Shabbos for Fahesia? The Torah says no. Stand back. That's not in your interest. He has already proven himself. He has already chosen, made a decision where he stands in this world. But I have to heal him because of circumstances, and therefore my malacha she'ena tzricha legufa. This becomes only a midrabanan. We learn midrabanan. You're allowed to heal mishumeva. Vehu drabanan. Rak shlo yikach schar ba'adzeh. Don't be paid for this because then you get involved in schar Shabbos. Let's say the money just comes into your account against your will. You should not derive benefit from malach marmam that came through schar Shabbos. Let's say you have no choice. I don't know. It's too different. Other situations. So this indeed is the heter bizman hazeh for doctors to heal. This also is a very important rule when it comes to going to medical school. Going to medical school, a residency, fellowship, and just generally have patients. You have patients, you have a doctor, and you have non-Jewish patients, all part of the territory. You have non-Jewish patients, or Dr. Fuch, am I saying correctly? You have no choice, you receive calls on Shabbos, you have no choice, you have to heal the patients. And it's introduced here this very amazing yisod of, it's a malacha she'ena tzricha legufa. You're not doing a malacha deraisa when it's not in your interest. If it's a Jew, manavshach. It's a malacha she'tzricha legufa, pikuach nefesh, for fellow Yisrael, you lot. If it's a non-Jew, it's Mishum Eva. Mishum Eva, you're allowed to do Nisa Drabanan, and it's a Malacha, She'ena Tzricha Legufa, so it's not a Deraisa, because if it'll be a Malacha Deraisa, then even Mishum Eva would be problematic. This is a very, very big, very big, important Yisod, that the way the world goes around today is based upon heter like this.
Duty.
What?
You're on call.
So
some doctors try, you know, some religious.
Those who can do it.
Call,
very good. Those who can do it. But you always called upon, if you're in a situation where you're walking, you're in the street, and all of a sudden there's someone collapses, an Andrew collapses, and you're a doctor, you're qualified to heal. Well, you're not going to heal him. You'll lose your license.
Yeah, but you also have malpractice in case.
What?
The doctors usually do not
touch people on the street.
Because of malpractice.
Malpractice.
So it's a good citizen.
All right, whatever it is. I don't know all the rules.
For EMTs.
Okay, so we learned the Chiddush. Malachash and Tzrichu Leguf Mishumeva Afilu Derayis turns into Rabbanan and Mishumeva Yiladu the Rabbanan. That appears to be at least what it says on this page. You probably look in the Pesach and you'll probably find other Heterim as well. Rav Tendler is very much into, Rav Tendler from YU, yes. He's very much into this Mishumeva. He extends it into other areas as well, which I'm not prepared to go through the Lumdus. And people, not everyone agrees with his chidushim. What? What?
One, I call that salah the yesh, the person's Jewish and not Jewish, but
they're not allowed to do it anymore. My grandmother once told me that. She once called during the week. She was on 13th Avenue. It was during the week, 13th Avenue, when someone, there was an accident. So my grandmother told me this probably goes back a long, long time ago, before we were all born. And she told me she called that salah. And they asked her, is the person Jewish?
Did you know?
So she said, it's not likely. Right. So she said, so please call 911. I guess this was in the Hatzalah's infancy. And
then they were harassed by the cops.
Exactly. This was...
They were harassed in those days.
Could be, yeah. So this was long, long ago. And then now it's... Now they're getting money from the government. They're part of the... They're getting big funding from the government, and they're all part of the EMS. The EMS relies upon them. It's all built into the system that how many calls that solar takes. So it's today, obviously, we're not. It's a different world. I don't know all the rules. It would be very interesting to get a guy to come in and speak to us, tell us all the rules. That'd be a fascinating. Get someone. What? Of course. We should really get that solar member. Let me see if I can find that solar member. Come in to talk to us. A mumche. Maybe I'll ask F-17. You know what F-17 is? Rosenfeld. Everyone has a code name. Ian Rosenfeld. Maybe I should ask him to come in and give us a shear. Believe me, I see him every so often. I'll ask him if he can come in. Everyone has a code number. Okay, let's go further.
They had the riots in Crown Heights. The Rebbe's car got swerved and hit someone. They said. They also said the Hatzalah didn't take the boy. There was also one of their arguments.
Really?
I don't know. There was once an incident in front of Tar Vadas. A boy was hit by a car on the corner of Tar Vadas. And it's not a very Jewish neighborhood there. And immediately someone called Hatzalah and someone called 911. And they both came at the same time. Response time was the same, and they
fights.
Both.
A lot of times after.
No, there are no fights, and I was watching, and they worked. It was amazing. They worked together.
Yeah.
They worked. They managed the Hatzalah.
Like they
shared the equipment. I don't remember whose ambulance they put in at the end, but they were like trying. It was, to me, it appeared like the kid was fine. Okay, the kid was totally okay. But rules are rules. You got to put the kid on the board. You got to secure him. He's not allowed to move. And they were trying to show each other, this is the way from my observation, we know the halachas better than you. And each one, the EMS, they were doing, and Hatzalah was doing, see, we're better professionals. Each one was showing up. The next, Baruch Hashem! Adarav.
Yeah.
I don't remember. I just remember seeing them work together. The EMS with Hatzalah surrounding him, and they did everything, every step of the way. They did it together. All right, whatever it was.
Now they even have a baby.
The baseball games now.
Yeah.
Police department, the fire department. Yeah. Who wins? Who always wins? I think the police.
This year, Hatzalah beat police.
First time. Mm-hmm. All right, let's go. Afilu hu tinek ben yomo on the halacha beis. I'm ayin b'tayis this. The mechalin Shabbos al hagoyses. ayin taisvis that says Yimchal Shabbos l'goyis, Yimchal Shabbos for a goyis, that's a person that's a goyis, anyway, he didn't die. So you could argue, why should we Yimchal Shabbos for a goyis? The only lomdus why Yimchal Shabbos is he should observe multiple Shabbosos. But a ghost says he's not going to make it to next week. So why should we mechal Shabbos for a ghost? It's no, that's halacha. It doesn't make a difference. Loy plug.
What is it? Literally, he's within minutes of death.
It's not clear. A ghost is a very complex sugya. It's not clear what is a ghost. Some say ghost even after he dies is a ghost. After the doctors turn off the machine, he's still called a ghost. And they declare him to have died. They have to still wait. I don't know, 18 minutes, 10 minutes, 5 minutes, half an hour. Whatever it is. Whatever it is. Every Chavra Kaddish will give you their own set of rules. Vafilu ayin b'toisves de mechal and Shabbos ala gois v'ayin b'shud b'es Yaakov d'loi kaimulon ke atoisves. We don't pass night toisves v'ayin b'shud shus Yaakov shepoise ke atoisves, pass night toisves. The Mechalan Alagoises that says that should we pass like Taisvist, the Mechalan Alagoises, the Chinkas of Primogodim, Beshem Ha'eli Rabba, Veha, I'm not sure who that is, what does it stand for? Veha, Tof of Shin. Okay, the Iraq im Amrulo Shagoises, Gimul Yom, Ein Holchim Lasham, if they told the person, the only time that he says that we don't Mechal, they send us a Gois for 3 days, then Ein Holchim Lasham Lechal Shabbos. But if the person is less than a Gois for 3 days, then you can be Mechal Shabbos. Chin Chasim, Mishnebura, Behalocha, Beshem Asmak, Vasmak, Veha. I'm not sure what that stands for. The Mechal and Al-Goyses that we do Halacha L'mais, we do Mechal Shabbos for a Goyses. Oid Kosav Shabbos Ber Halacha B'Shem Kim B'Godim. D'Mishu Yeshchiv Misos Bezdin. A person is on death row. Okay, according to Halacha. V'Nof L'Lov, very interesting Shail. Anyone who's going to die. V'Nof L'Lov Gal. And now a building collapsed. So what's the difference? He's going to die anyway. So why is she Mechal Shabbos? V'Nof Olaf Hagal Mefakchin Hagal B'Shabbos. You do Mechal Shabbos to save him. Mishum. Dein Amis Nesa B'Shabbos. V'imkeish Yesh Chayesha. So Al Kopanim. So yes, I guess for the remainder of Shabbos, be Mechal Shabbos at this moment, so he can observe the rest of Shabbos. Yeah, the lomnis normally person the choyle. It's not nogeh this Shabbos because this Shabbos anyway he's out of the picture. For future Shabbos, the years leads let him observe the rest of the Shabbos. It's a very chiddush. That Mishnebura Sham Choylik Olavi disagrees. Why Mishum the Gava Ketila? Who? He's a dead man. Machmas Rishas. So Vim Kenu Humehani. He's from the category of those that we learned. We didn't. Now he has a shal. What about a person that's chayiv a death row? Not because of halacha, but because of a government decision. In this case, he would pay the yarm chal Shabbos. Right now, he's still alive. He still has more of Shabbos. We observe. He's not called a dead man up in halacha, and therefore, we should mechal Shabbos to save his life. It's very interesting. What does that mean in English?
Yeah. Also means.
Being also alive. Means. Okay. So this is the shita that you are mechal Shabbos. Okay. It's very interesting though that they don't. This is something which he does not bring out. Obviously, it's not important that to die with misa spez and is a kapara. The person chas shalom is chayiv misa bidei adam. I mean, Misas Bezdin. That is a very great kapara, to die according to the halacha. A person, let's say he dies on his own. He's waiting to be taken out to die, skila, shreva, herikhenik, and then he just dies. Something happens to him. He has lost out something very great. He has lost out the kapara, which we don't know how these things work, that comes with a Misas Bezdin. So you would think that maybe we should Mechal Shabbos for this individual. He's supposed to die Sunday morning, 9 o'clock. That's when Bezdin has decided to execute him. Which, Mechal, this thing is very strange, because Bezdin would not let a person over Shabbos. There's Inli Hadin. The schedule is always arranged that the person should be put to death immediately after Bezdin makes the decision. You're not allowed to delay the implementation of the Psak Din from the time, because Inli Hadin. So this obviously is a very bizarre situation where there was some technicality where they have to wait over Shabbos for him to be put to death. So you may think that maybe you can argue that we should mechal Shabbos in order to afford him the kapara. It's a very great thing. They should have a proper misas bezdin, should not just die without that kapara. No, that's not an argument. The only thing that is, at least what we see on the page over here in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and the Shem Yisrael Halacha, that's a factor is, why are you mechal Shabbos? You mechal Shabbos so this man can observe other Shabbos, or at least observe this Shabbos. But you want to be mechal Shabbos so we should have the maila of having kapara? That is something which, at least here, does not seem significant enough to take into consideration to be mechal Shabbos. As far as we're concerned, he's a dead man. He's a dead man. Another thing that he doesn't take into consideration, what about the possibility that someone will come up with a svara to save his life? We have Allah in the Gemara, in the Mishnah, that if a person is taken out to be killed, and one of the people in the Bezdin all of a sudden thinks of a reason, a lundus, why he is innocent, so they bring him back. Machzirin Isai. So over here, the person was meant to go to death, let's say Sunday morning, 9 o'clock, it's Shabbos, and now on Shabbos the building collapses. Maybe from the time the building collapsed until Sunday morning, one of the members of the Bezdin will come up with a svara, Machzirin Isai, which will allow him to show that he's not a Rasha, he's not a dead man, and he can observe multiple Shabbosos for the rest of his life until he dies naturally. Why don't we say that svara? At least what we see here, that's not a consideration. It's not a consideration to say Machzirin Isai. So this concept, the Machzirin Isai, is only true when, oh, one of the Dayanim, I have a Svara, Machzirin. But to anticipate, to go, we should say now we should be Machzirin, because maybe one of the Dayanim will come up with a Svara, that at least seemingly here would not take into consideration and would not be a reason to save his life. Okay, next, Halach, Halach, Gimel, V'lasayis, B'shvilu, Kol, Yisur, D'arayis, Ayin, Pray, Rishon, Shnayis, L'Haramam, we're not over on mitzvos, ella berufua shemarapim b'teva, which work al piderech ha'teva. Aval davar amiti, v'hu davar amiti, davar amiti, hoitze hadas, v'hanesen karvel emes, and it's proven. Aval is shrapos b'dvarim shem suguloyim, also a kemea. Let's be mechal Shabbos to ride a kameo or to do something bizarre, a skula, that if you do the certain thing, you will have a refuah. It does not work out piderech hatev, but in order to achieve this, we have to be mechal Shabbos. We have to travel on Shabbos to a mekubal, so he should write a kameo, or travel to a rebbe to be mispalo. That we do not do on Shabbos. Aval shapois bedvarim shem suguloyim, also ki koichem cholosh, it's weak, v'nisyonei rachuk, and the test, the fact that it works has been is far. At kandi buroi v'ayin mizem sheish lavram v'ayin mishut tzemach tzenek lachodesh. This is from the Lubavitch. Tzemach tzenek is from the previous Lubavitch rebbe. The medayik shami perish Rashi, the afilu imhu refuah suguloyis. No, it's not necessarily so. If you know for a fact that it works, it's boduk uminuse. It's been tested and proven that this type of segula works. Then ukvar ripokal upon it works many times. Beskulazu yesh laakel lasayis la segula. Then we allow you could do mechal Shabbos for a certain type of segula. V'yamrika Yosef imoto lichtav a kameya b'Shabbos letzarech ikuach nefesh hevi divrei Rambam hanal the kol sheinu b'fu to this. The Rambam said that it's not al derech hateva. Os v'shem haramban the harashba hevi the gam refuah segulas mutar al filuachi sim betzarchin ayin sham v'ayin meshut chayim meshal she hadiver she ha
when does the balatayisus
kosav kameya liyosheves al ha mishpar woman that was in labor the sim the davka bid amtechay kameya it's been proven the gavra. Both the kamei is proven and the person is proven. In other words, sometimes you could have a nusach that always works, but it only works when a certain person writes it. The person is not, and sometimes a mumche, but a mumche he has to. Everything has to be good. Here's a very important yisa. This is one of the differences. This is one of the exceptions of the rule, where the choyla demands. See, this is very important. A lot of rabbis they talk about this. Listen to people who give it. Rabbi Arias will give Shem. Rabbi friend. I heard Shem from them on this topic. Well, it's a very popular topic. You're allowed to do a refuah on Shabbos, a schoolless. All of that is when the family or the observers who want to do something, the Chayla doesn't know what's going on, the Chayla is out. But when the Chayla himself is Tevea, I want you to go to a mumcha and he should write for me a command because I feel it's going to work for me. And we say to him, but it doesn't work. It doesn't work. It only works 30% of the time. It doesn't pass the bar in halacha to allow us to mechal Shabbos. And the chayla says, no, I have faith that it's going to work. I want, I have hope. You allow him mechal Shabbos. If you're an observer, the guy's in a coma and the family is hysterical and they want to do everything to save his life and they want to go be mechal Shabbos or refuah, you're not allowed to. The rabbanim have to step in and say, you're not allowed to mechal Shabbos. It's not bodukum minusa. You can't do this. Unless you know for a fact that it's going to work. But when the chayla is a whole different category, and the chayla's demands are taken into consideration, even if the type of thing that he demands is not 100%. Okay, halacha dalit. The halacha dalit is ready the next simon, so we'll leave that for tomorrow. Take a stop here. It's a good idea. I got to get someone from Matzal to come down. I'm going to try. I'm going to work on it. I am. I'm going to ask him. Anyone have his number? Mm-hmm. I can look him up.
What? From Moscow, from Russia.
Yeah.
If you're the doctor, you see it's a Kamaska.
Say again?
It's a Kamaska on Shabbos lying on the ground.
What kind of lying on the ground?
Hamas.
Okay. Yeah.
What do you do then?
Stay far away.
it's a
terrorist?
Yeah.
That's a whole different category. Yeah. It's a Ratzeach. Terrorist is a Ratzeach. You know, the killer, someone who has...
So you give him a lethal injection.
Someone who has made it known that he wants to kill other people is a Ratzeach. Mm. Someone who is proud to be a member of Hamas, to be a member of the military wing of Hamas, to be a member of the ISIS, ISIS... You're making a statement, I'm a Ratzeach. Habol l'harvicha, hashkem l'harvai.
Pashut.
Of course not.
Yeah.
Kill him.
Yeah.
Step on him. Cockroach.
You made an interesting point, though, but about 10 months we had it. I think I used to run a new place every 2 days just for something that is here. It happened regularly. One Sunday morning, somebody came in whispering in the chair and
Oh, you told me this. You told me this. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was a guy.
Yeah.
He probably had other people there in those days. He's not the only doctor. Other people. Oh, really?
It's like throwing the first shovel in, you know? So, it's
like skewed, right?
Yeah, the Ava people for sure. But it was an interesting thought, so I told them to do it. But I know somebody who died, and nobody ever said why, because he was Rabbi Schoenfeld, that's where the guy lived, and he didn't say Shiva or say Kaddish for his mother when she died. Nobody knows why. I grew up with it, so I'm very personal.